today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 22nd parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak of Beis Mishnah Dalet. Kisei shel kala shenitlu chipuyav, a kisei that a chair that a kala sits on that had some of its slats taken away. Beishamai mitam, beishamai says still tamei because it's not so nice anymore. So a kala wouldn't sit on it at her badekin, but a regular person would sit on it. Ubeisil mitarim, but Beisil says it's tar because once a kala wouldn't use it anymore, it's no longer usable. Shamai Omar af malbein shel kisei tamei. Shamai says even just the seat of the chair without any of the slats that are used to rest your arms or your back or whatever is still going to be tamei because it's still usable as a chair. Kisei shekva'u ba'areva, a chair that was attached to a kneading bowl. Beishamai mitam. Beishamai says it becomes tamei from tumas medrus because you might sit on it. It's a chair. Beisil mitarim, but Beisil says that it's tar from tumas medrus because it's just a continuation of the kneading bowl. It's not a chair. Shamay Omer Afha Aswiba. Shamay says even a chair that was built into the kneading bowl becomes tameh through Tumas Medras. Mishnah Hey, Kisei Shalo Hayu Chipuy of Yotzin. If you have a chair where the slats didn't stick out past the sides of the chair, Vinitlu, and some of those slats were taken away from the chair, so you can't sit on it anymore because the slats were the chair, so tameh. Then the chair can still become tameh. Why? Shekein Darko Lios Matei Valtzido V'yoshev Alav. Because people would sometimes turn it over on its side and sit on it that way. So even though the area where a person would sit is now broken, but there's another part of this chair that a person could technically sit. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalet, we discussed if a chair was missing some of its slats, we had Machlokes V'Shamay V'Hillel, if it's a kalish chair, whether it's tamei or tahar. And we discussed a chair that was built into a kneading bowl, a three-way machlokas, so Beishamai is mitame, Beisil is mitahar, and Shamai says, even if it was mamish made with the kneading bowl, it's going to be tame. And then in Mishnah Hay, we discussed that a chair, that the seat of it is no longer usable, it's still going to be able to be makabel tumah, because you can sit on the, you can flip it over on its side, and sit on that. Okay, Beis Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perchav Beis, Mishnah Vav.